Good morning. Today is Friday, January 22nd, 2016. I'm Emily Kwong, and I'm joined this morning by Julia Smith, president of the Easter Group, and Major Evadne Wright, who is a pastor with the Salvation Army. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you for inviting us to come.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for coming in to talk about Project Homeless Connect. So this is an event that's coming up next Tuesday from 11 to 2 p.m. at the Salvation Army. Can you tell me first a little bit about what Project Homeless Connect is?
Project Homeless Connect came about in 2012 here in Sitka, but it's been around for a lot longer than that. And it started in San Francisco, and it was a time like a one-stop shopping place for people who were homeless, who were looking for services and didn't know where to find them. And it's mushroomed, so it's in other countries now. And currently, we're one of about 200 communities in the United States that's going to be holding an event on either the 26th or the 27th.
What kinds of services are available for those who attend the event?
Well, we're going to serve lunch, and that's always a highlight for me. And then we're going to have services surrounding housing issues. So if you're looking for housing, or you're interested in maybe a reduced rate on your housing, or anything about housing, that's the kind of information we're going to have there. We're also going to have people there to help you look at the insurance situation. That's going to be cut off on the 31st of January. You have to apply for health care, so insurance, and so we'll have that covered. Filing for your PFD, sometimes if you don't have access to a computer or you don't have the form or you're not sure how to do that, we'll have someone there to help with that.
And there will be a public health nurse.
Yeah.
Who, if you've got some queries, you can maybe talk to her and just find out some of the services available here in Sitka. So,
and
yeah.
She'll also have flu shots available checking some vital signs to see how people are doing.
Yeah. So one-stop shop is right.
It
sounds like it's more than just for homelessness. What kinds of people are you hoping will come out?
Well,
who is this for?
Well, we like to expand this out to people who not only are homeless today, but who are worried about being homeless in the near or future. And also, homelessness doesn't mean that you may not have a place to sleep. It means that you don't have your own home. So you may be sleeping on someone's couch, or you may be sleeping in your car. You've got a place to sleep. You may be sleeping in a tent, or you may be sleeping in some place that you think is your home, but it is very substandard. And you may lose that very easily through circumstances. And so we encourage everyone who is concerned about their housing situation to come out. And we would really love to have as many people to come. We like to expand that out. The other thing that we will offer there are some specific goods. We're going to have socks, and we're going to have
some toiletries,
yeah. And
we were talking earlier, why are toiletries so important?
Well, many of our the people that we are trying to assist, including the homeless, but those near or at risk of being homeless may qualify for food stamps but haven't applied. That's another thing that we've had in the past, where we've had public assistance come and, give up some of their time so that people know what is available. But if you are on food stamps, it doesn't cover the everyday essentials that we so take for granted, like toothpaste and toothbrush and toilet paper. Those things are not covered by your food stamps. It's what you can consume eating wise. Well, those others are very much a big part of our essential that we take for granted.
We were talking earlier about how in Juneau there is a homeless shelter and the homelessness population is more visible. What is it like in Sitka? How would you describe it here?
There is a homeless population, but I believe Sitka has a lot more resourceful people who you wouldn't even know that they were homeless when you walked when you saw them walking down the street, unless you are somebody that has been part of these groups, some of the people that we have assisted in the past, you would not believe have these difficulties. And you know what? That's kudos to them that they don't portray what other people expect.
And it can happen so easily.
Very
to
much.
Anyone. I know so many people who are on food stamps because that's they just need them. And that's the situation.
You know, right now we have so many people that are working 2 and 3 jobs to try and pay rent and utilities, that sometimes food is not the essential.
Right. That's
because
how
the math
works out.
Because you want to keep your home.
Yeah.
But, you know, you need to have that sustenance of food to be able to work. So that's one thing that within this group, as a Salvation Army, we're part of the Easter group, we can actually help, because we have the food pantry that this amazing community rallies around with at the food drive that keeps us going and able to support people throughout the year.
Speaking of the Easter group, so talk a little bit about what your work is and what other services are available to folks who have all kinds of needs here.
Well, the Easter group came together long before I joined it, mm-hmm. so I'm not exactly sure of the date of when it started. But the idea was to look at the millennial goals, those have been updated now because the millennial goals were finished in 2015, and so we have a new set. But one of the goals that we were most interested in was poverty in our community. And so this group, it started with a few individuals, and now it's grown to include agencies as well as churches and individuals, the school district, public health nurse, SAIL, to name just a few. So we do have a good group of people who work with people who are having problems on an everyday basis that come together and look at the issue of poverty in our community and try to work together.
And some of them will, a lot of them, it sounds like, will be supporting this event.
They will. And Alaska Housing and Finance Corporation is a sponsor of this particular event. And so they will be there as well.
You mentioned, too, that this event is not a standalone. It's a one-stop shop for folks to come out. Again, it's happening next Tuesday from 11 to 2 at the Salvation Army. But you were saying it's expanded over 3 months. So
that's correct. So we will be having events February 17th and March 16th. And there may be another event in April, but we haven't finalized that one yet.
Okay.
And this one, we really, the main focus of this one are the things that people need to get involved, get done this month, and also housing, plus the tangible goods. And next month, we're going to focus on health. So there'll be more health services. And then, so it will proceed on from there. And we need to finalize the other two exactly how they're going to, what we're going to focus on. But we used to have a huge event at the Centennial Hall. Well, we don't have the Centennial Hall this year, and so it made more sense for us to break it up into smaller events. And because Salvation Army serves lunch, a free lunch 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, it seemed the greatest place to have it. Also, people who are hungry you are able to get a hot meal every day of the week for free in our community.
At the Salvation Army.
At the Salvation Army, Monday through Friday, at the Catholic Church on Saturday and Presbyterian Church on Sunday.
I wanted to ask you also what other folks can do in the community to help. You said that is something that you guys are want people to know certain ways that they can assist. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd invite anybody to join the Easter group. We're a nonprofit organization, and we would love to have people to join us in our work. We also would love to have people donate tangible goods, just like Evadne said. You might want to mention again
like,
some of the things.
Toothbrushes, toothpaste, even those little travel shampoos that you go to the a hotel and you pick up, the soaps and stuff that you do not use, those are great to have in your pocket or in your backpack without, you know, having to worry about what do I do with this big, big bottle. So those are the kind of items. But I think it's also within the Easter group and any of these other entities that are associated with it, you know, there's always the financial assistance because sometimes that goes a lot further that we can work as a group where one service can't be providing that assistance. Mm-hmm. We work as a group and we co-share and it's having that ability of maybe putting somebody up in a room for the night.
Last question, in one sentence, what's the most rewarding part of doing this work for you both?
The hugs and smiles.
What about you?
Learning more about my community mm-hmm. and learning that my neighbors might need my help and that I can be there for them and they'll be there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Julia Smith is the president of the Easter Group, and Major Evadne Wright is a pastor with the Salvation Army, the first of many events they'll be offering, but this specifically, Project Homeless Connect, is next Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Salvation Army. Again, that's next Tuesday, January 26th. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.